Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1373 in the writing is Shir number 525525. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we're trying to finish up the halachas of washing negavas. We spoke about the various different times when one has to wash their hands. And then, like we've spoken about a few times, we plan on going on Bezer Hashem to Kadima Bebrachas, the priority, what foods have priority in Hilchos Brachas and how that works. And it's something, again, that we did go through about a year ago, but it's extremely important to chazer it over. It was a little bit of a more complicated category of brachas, and we want to make sure we have it straight and so on. Okay, so be it as it may, reference to touching one's shoes, we recently spoke about the fact that one must wash their hands. You touch your shoes, you wash your hands, finish. I just want to bring it out that there are some authorities, there are some opinions that apply this washing only to leather shoes. In other words, let's say a lot of times people wear either synthetic or material type shoes, right? A lot of times during the week, usually Shabbat. It's not so, and again, usually Shabbos you have, it's mostly leather shoes that people wear, but a lot of times it's cloth, there's synthetic type material that people wear for comfort. Somebody might wear sneakers, whatever the case might be. So the bottom line is, so these authorities, these opinions hold one who touches shoes made of cloth, synthetic material, these type of things, rubber possibly, right? Need not to wash their hands. Included, again, it's not everybody, but there are some opinions like that, and we want to make sure we have an understanding with that. Included in the above would be slippers, for example, right? Person wears slippers. Usually slippers are not made of leather. Many times slippers are rubber or different type of materials, synthetic materials and so on, but this usually it's not, people don't wear leather slippers in general. Some opinions talk a whole that even slippers, which are not made of leather, one would not have to wash their hands as long as the slippers are not dirty, right? The Piskei Tshuvos talks about that as long as the slippers are not dirty. If the slippers are taka dirty, then one should be careful to wash their hands. Now, we're talking about halachically, obviously, for hygienical purposes, it's a separate issue. You get your hands dirty, you wash your hands. But be it as it may, halacha l'maisa, that the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos talks about that also. If the slippers are dirty, then halachically, one should be careful to wash their hands. If you know for sure the slippers are clean, basically, you walk in the house, it's clean, no issues with that, so that would be fine not to wash one's hands in reference to slippers, assuming that they're not made out of leather. Otherwise, there's no obligation to wash one's hands unless they are made, like we said, unless those slippers are made out of leather. Now, the same thing comes up in conjunction with those shittas, those opinions, those authorities that hold that unless a shoe is actually leather, sometimes a person wears boots, a person wears rubbers, right? And let's say a case in time that they don't, they could take off the rubber or take off the boot without actually touching their shoe, even though the shoe itself might be leather, right? So the same thing would apply to these rubber boots or so on, not made of leather, not leather boots. If it's leather boots, so it's the same as a shoe. But sometimes you have rubber, many times you have rubber boots, rubbers. It sounds funny, rubber rubbers, but as long as they are clean, according to these opinions, again, if they're dirty, so again, you have to wash your hands like we saw in the Piskei Tshuvos. But as long as they're clean, the general, I have a clean boot. It was supposed to snow. It didn't snow. I have my boots. I wore them all day. Whatever the case might be, right? And somebody took it off and they never touched any leather shoes, just the rubber boots, and they're clean. So, and they didn't touch the bottom. They're touching the top, whatever the case might be. So according to these opinions, again, not according to everybody, according to these opinions, one would not have to wash their hands when removing the boots. Again, we, like I said, this brought down the Piskei Tshuvos, Simon Dalid, Daf Nun Hey, the laws of daily living, also page 36. Now, I just want to keep in mind, let's all keep in mind that there are other opinions that say you should still wash your hands. So, you know, is it good to wash your hands? It's always good to wash your hands, for sure. That's not the issue. Definitely more than one time is not needed. You know, you don't have to go doing it three times, but one time would be fine to cover at least most of the opinions. But need be, if somebody, for whatever reason, they can't wash, this is something to rely on, as long as these shoes or boots or slippers or sneakers, whatever it is, are not made out of leather. There is definitely what to rely on. And if somebody, again, just to review, if somebody does not have access to water, you could do midi de menake, like we said, rubbing your hands full front, full back, and that would be good enough also in case at times, definitely when you don't have water. Okay, thank you for listening. Aslacham Rocha Kol Tuv.